In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children, and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We take the insert for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost to chant the intro.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimony.
of you.
Let us pray. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and spirit, teach us how to pray, that our petitions may be pleasing before you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 18. Then the Lord said, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great and their sin is very grave, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered and said, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again he spoke to him and said, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again but this once. Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 138 from the front of your hymnal, responsively, whole verse by whole verse.
I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. Strength of soul you increased.
All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard
in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me.
Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impotence, he will arise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If then, you who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed, page 206.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, kingdom will have no end. Now I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. Now I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Sing the hymn of the day, 766, verses 1 through 5. You may be seated.
Holy Spirit on that. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How do we pray? To whom do we pray? About what do we pray? And what is the proper way to pray? Today we talk about what does it mean to have a conversation with God. He speaks to us by prayer. He speaks to us by the Word. We speak to Him in prayer. By word and prayer. If you have a conversation with someone, they speak, you listen, you speak, they listen. There's a connection, there's a conversation. The Christian life is God speaking to you in His Word, and you speak to Him in prayer. Jesus was at a certain place. John had taught his disciples how to pray. And they say, Lord, teach us to pray. So today we're talking about a huge part of the Christian life. When having heard God's Word, we speak to Him in prayer. Now the Lord's Prayer is a prayer meant to be prayed exactly as it is, a prayer which we will all pray together here before we take communion. But it's also an outline to the whole prayer life. Introduction, Our Father who art in heaven, seven petitions, and then the conclusion, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, which comes from Solomon's prayer of dedication of the temple. In the catechism, we break down all the petitions of the Lord's Prayer, because it's also an outline for the entire prayer life. The Lord's Prayer is found here in Luke 11. It's also found in Matthew chapter 6 in its longer form. Jesus probably taught the Lord's Prayer many times in His ministry. And we know in Luke 11 and Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. So if Jesus teaches us the Our Father of the Lord's Prayer, if we're given the words and shown how to speak in prayer, Jesus gives us three illustrations of what prayer is and how it's described before us. First of all, prayer is boldness to ask for bread at midnight. Secondly, prayer is knocking at the door to be opened. Thirdly, prayer is asking for good gifts from our Father who is in heaven. The first description, boldness to ask for bread at midnight. Boldness means confidence, brashness, daring, bravery, valor, having nerve, being audacious, and having chutzpah to ask for what you need. So here is the illustration. You are in bed, it's midnight. You and the whole family are asleep. But your next door neighbor has a traveling friend who has come to his house at midnight, and because of the law of hospitality, he needs to feed him, but he has no bread. So he starts knocking on your door at midnight and wakes you up, saying, I need three loaves of bread for the people who've come from out of town. You are annoyed and you are bothered. You tell your friend, it's midnight, I'm asleep, and all my family, I'm not going to get up and give you anything. But, not because he's your friend, Jesus says, but because of his impotence, his brashness and boldness, you'll get up and give him everything he needs. He bothered you with his boldness, now you give him whatever he needs. So it's almost like you would say, do you need three loaves? Do you need four loaves? Do you need some fish? Do you need some wine? Anything so I can go back to bed and you won't bother me anymore. God is telling us in boldness to bother Him with our prayers. Maybe you've prayed about something once, twice, three times, four times, five times for years. Bother God with your prayers. Come to Him in boldness. That's exactly what Abraham did in Genesis chapter 18. Here we have the amazing account of the pre-incarnate Jesus, the Son of God, coming down in human form, the judge of all the earth, with two other men who were angels, coming to Abraham's tent. And Abraham recognizes one of these men is the Lord, who's come down in human form, speaking to me at the tent. He calls him Lord. He calls him the judge of all the earth. The Lord tells him that he's about, and the angels are about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wickedness. But his nephew Lot and family lived in Sodom. So Abraham, who like Adam is just dust and ashes, speaks to the Lord despite the wickedness and says, O Lord, will you spare Sodom for 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10? He bothers the Lord. He even apologizes for asking so many times. The Lord says, if there's 10, I will spare it. You and I know the rest of the story. There were not 10. There were less than 10. There were 5. Lot and his wife and his 3 daughters. His wife foolishly looked back and turned to salt. But there was not 10. There was less. The Lord, in his righteous judgment, flattened Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. And that is now called the area of the Dead Sea, 15 times saltier than the ocean. But the point here is Jesus calls us to be bold and brash, like the man at midnight and like Abraham. Bother God with your prayers, whatever it is. And boldness and brashness and bothering God is what he calls us to do because we are holding on to him for dear life. Pray with that kind of boldness your prayers. Secondly, knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. If you go to a friend's house and you're thirsty, you ask him for a glass of water to drink. If you don't ask him, and he says, what's the problem? And you say, I'm thirsty. Well, why didn't you ask me for a glass of water? I will give it to you. Ask. The Lord will give it to you. Seek, and you will find. If you lose your cell phone, and you're standing there and tell someone, I lost my cell phone, they'll ask, well, why aren't you looking for it? Seek for it. You will find it. Knock, and the door will be open to you. If you go to your next door neighbor wanting to borrow a cup of sugar, and you just stand there and you don't knock, and all of a sudden he comes to the door and goes, what are you doing? Well, I need a cup of sugar. Well, why didn't you knock on the door? What God is saying is if you need something, ask him. If you're looking for something, seek him. If you want the door to be opened, knock. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever seeks, finds. The one who knocks, it will be opened. You notice that in your daily prayers, you're praying for yourself and you're praying for other people. We're knocking at the door of heaven to pray for those who are sick, for the bereaved who've lost loved ones, for all of us in our vocations and callings, for your birthday, for your marriage, for your anniversary, for the congregation, even for the civil realm and those who lead us. We are knocking at the door of heaven and saying, Lord, we need an answer. We need your intervention. We need help. This describes our relationship with Christ. Paul says, you know Christ Jesus is Lord. In him, all the fullness of deity dwells bodily. That is an amazing verse, which we just confessed in the Nicene Creed. Jesus is true God along with the Father, true man along with us. He is one hand in heaven, one hand on earth, and he's the intercessor through whom our prayers go to the Father. He's the head of all rule and authority. He's the head of the church. Paul says you've received him, walk in him, be rooted in him, be built up, established, and taught. Be given faith and come to him in thanksgiving. Knock on the door of heaven. Seek and come before him with your prayers and petitions. One of the ways to remember the 4 types of prayer is the word ACTS. A-C-T-S. A, we come in adoration and praise for who you are. C, we confess our sins, Lord, ask for forgiveness. T, we give you thanks for everything, all of our gifts of body and soul. S, supplications for ourselves and for others. knock on the door of heaven with adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Keep knocking. Don't give up, even if it's midnight. And the third prayer, the third illustration about prayer, is asking for good gifts from our Father in heaven. Asking for good gifts. He says, even you who are earthly fathers who are evil, because he knows that we are sinners. If your son comes up and says, Daddy, can I have a fish? You're not going to give him a rattlesnake. If he comes at breakfast and says, can I have an egg? You're not going to say, no, here's a scorpion for breakfast. You would never do that. You would always want to give good gifts to your children. So he says, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now the Lord has gone to the best of all. It's one thing to ask for your daily bread. It's one thing to help you find a new job. But it's quite another thing to ask for the Holy Spirit. That's the most important gift of all. The Holy Spirit is given to us through word and sacrament. When we come to the Lord's table, the great treasure of Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, given for the forgiveness of sins, is giving you faith and the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says that in your baptism, he says you are clothed with Christ. The triune name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, was placed upon you in your baptism, the true circumcision of Christ. Water and word, baptism, he says, you died with Christ, you're buried with Christ, you're raised with Christ, you were dead, and now you were alive. You were living in trespasses, and now you are forgiven. And the Heavenly Father wants to give you good gifts. The reason he gives you good gifts is because Christ paid the debt that you owed. This beautiful illustration that Paul used. Your debt is canceled. Your sins are nailed to the cross. What a picture. He's disarmed in triumph over all of his enemies. Over the cross was nailed Jesus, the King of the Jews. But when he was nailed to the cross in his hands and his feet, and pierced in the side, Paul is saying, imagine all your sins on a piece of paper, and it's nailed to the cross, and there it's gone. It's removed. The debt is paid. It is because Christ paid that debt that he is the intercessor between you and God, the man Christ Jesus. So my friends, it's easy to give up on your prayers, isn't it? It's easy to say, I don't see answers. If you're like me, I've been praying for people for 20, 30, 40 years to become Christians, and they haven't yet. But I'm not going to give up. The Lord Jesus Christ, who has fed you with forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, who has come to you in the means of grace, of water, bread, and wine, he wants you to speak to him as a father speaks, as a child speaks to the Father. Prayers, praises, requests, supplications, and thanksgiving by yourself and we as a congregation. You know how when your kids come and ask you something, they're affirming your relationship. They're saying, Mom or Dad, I need this. There's a loving relationship. They trust you. God the Father wants us to come to him with our prayers. So the first reaction when something doesn't work out, don't worry about it. Pray about it. When something happens that upsets you, don't live in fear and anger. Pray about it. And the balance of prayer, we ask for anything in Jesus' name, but we always ask that God's will be done. His answer might be yes, no, or not yet, but his will is always the best for us. In the Catechism, we have all of the prayers and the petitions outlined, and it's also in the front of the hymnal. I would encourage you this week to take out your Catechism and read through all the explanations of all the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. When you go home, take this insert and reread the lessons during the week. And as a family, pray together the College of the Day. Because the Lord calls you every day to have a conversation with him by word and prayer. You might just have your Bible or your portals of prayer or your treasury of daily prayer. But the Lord wants you to speak to Him every day. So this is the challenge for you and me. Every day when you get up, before you go to bed, 7 days a week, week after week, hear God's word and pray. Not once a week, not just on Sunday morning, every single day, 7 days a week, hear God's word and pray to Him. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to ask for bread with boldness at midnight, to knock on the door till He answers, and to ask our Heavenly Father for good gifts from His gracious hand. That is how the Lord Jesus calls us to pray. May that be a reality in our lives. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Now we return to hymn 766 and sing verses 6 through 9.
Mary Ann and family as they serve as missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty Father, you have given us all rule and authority. Christ rules in our homes and in our churches by his holy word. Bless all families to dwell in the light of your Son. May your Holy Spirit guide all who are husbands and wives, parents and children, young and old, and also those who live alone, that we may not be taken captive by the spirit of this world, but be built up in him who is the head. This week especially be with John Deeby, Bobby Huntley, Caden Hartman, Amber Gaither, Vicki Baer, Wayne Brown, and Aaron Davis, Derek Meinke, Jerry Tucker, Pastor Myron Maltz, Pastor Bill Willenbrock, Kurt Schweiger, Mike Wente, as they celebrate their birthday and baptism in Christ, and bless Duran and Roger Beavers, David and Susan Hartman, Darren and Aaron Davis, Jerry and Mary Tucker, Don and Barbara Niss, Greg and Jennifer Wells, Kale and Tracy Almgren, Brett and Robin Hollinsworth, as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of hosts, grant us civil leaders who serve in accordance with your will, condemning what is evil and approving what is good. We pray for peace and an end to the war in the Ukraine. We pray for Eli Wiley, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, and Ricardo Batanga, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, and Alice Lapp, as they serve in the armed forces of our country. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, you give good gifts to your children. Be with those who suffer in body and mind, and grant healing, strength, and comfort to Leonard Canipa, Julie Rose, and Don Durinsky, Gene Faulkner, Melody Lechtenberg, and Raymond Sendelbach, Candy Darmody, Joe Waller, and Claire Jones. Lord, in your mercy. Comfort the Christner family with the death of Kent, who has now received the joys of heaven and paradise. Assure the family of a blessed reunion, assured in Christ Jesus, and comfort them in Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, in the midst of drought, provide rain for the crops of the earth and our daily bread. We petition you for rain in the midst of the drought conditions for the dry earth to provide for all that we need. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, giver of all good gifts, that your kingdom has come in Christ Jesus, forgiveness of sins and life and salvation, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take the ritual of friendship pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet, fill it out, and pass it to the folks next to you. Place the sheet in the basket in the narthex as you leave. You gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Sacrament, page 208, we stand.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love, shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh, and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
to life.
sacrament of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Divinus, page 211, we stand to sing.
Favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.